joining me in the studio. We have the Dean of College of Arts and Sciences at Illinois State University, and Dr. Doris Houston, who is an associate professor in social work, joined me in the studio now to talk about something coming up, part of the Main Street College series, Monday night. Good morning, all. Thanks for coming in this morning, and happy St. Patty's Day. Any Irish in any of you?
31%.
31%. How about that?
I believe I do have a touch of Irish.
Where do you get 31%? You got it down to 31. I'm 50%. I may have a little more. I don't know. My mom.
From Ancestry.com, from Ancestry DNA.
How about that? All right. So talk about this, Dr. Houston. Talk about kids who come out of a foster care program succeeding in college. We don't think about that much.
Absolutely. And this is why we're so excited to have our community participate in our lecture series this spring, because it's really a topic that we don't discuss very much. However, children who spend time in foster care are one of the most underrepresented groups of college students. Only about 6% actually earn a college degree.
Wow.
And as you can imagine, and we all know, particularly with our economy, education, and particularly higher education, can really be a game changer. And for many young adults who transition from foster care, who may not have family support, it's just really essential that universities can provide a place for them to be able to develop professionally, develop their skills, and move on to a new life.
Are there any programs out there, whether it's in the state of Illinois? We know the troubles the state of Illinois has when it comes to money. But to get more foster kids through high school and into college, are there any incentives for schools to bring these kids in?
You know, there are some schools, primarily in out west in California and Washington. There is a program in Michigan, but there's not very many, and most of those programs are funded, thankfully, by private donations and grants. Uh-huh. But it is an emerging area. Again, up until recently, it's really not been an area that most of us have thought about. However, due to some work that I've done with the Department of Children and Family Services for the past 10 years, I've become aware of the need for this population of young adults who essentially, when they turn 18, many are on their own with very little support. So as a university that focuses on being an important resource for our citizens, we just thought it would be important for us to do our part in supporting students, getting more students into college, and giving them a place where they can feel comfortable, feel supported, and receive what they need to get their degree.
Boy, you talk about having the cards stacked against you. I mean, we hear about the child that comes from from poverty, a one-parent household that doesn't have the opportunities that other kids get. We don't think about foster kids.
Yes.
Who, don't have a mom or dad taking care of them at all.
Absolutely. And so you still have the other issues. Most are coming from families who are low income. But then you also add on top of that issue perhaps a history of trauma due to abuse and neglect, and then also unstable living environments sometimes, and children who just really, when they turn 18, many times are on their own with very little support.
Dr. Greg Simpson, Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences. This program's coming up. The series continues Monday night. This Monday night, where is this going to take place?
This is at the Alumni Center on Main Street. I don't have the exact street number.
I don't have it either.
But, sure, 1101 North Main Street.
Thank you, 1101 North Main Street.
And room 118.
Monday night, it's an hour-long program. What are you going to cover? And we've got about a minute for you to tell me what we're going to cover in an hour-long program.
We are going to start out with a basic overview of the issues that are facing young adults who've spent time in foster care. And I'm pleased that we have three students who are our research assistants with ISU. All of them have spent some time in foster care. Two of our students actually were adopted, but also identify as students who spent time in foster care. Another student who spent essentially her entire life in foster care and then went into the military and found her way to Illinois State University.
Awesome.
So they will be sharing their experiences, and we'll be talking about a study that we're currently involved in that looks at the strengths, the resiliencies, as well as some of the challenges of our students.
All right, let's cover it again. The Main Street College Series, Monday night, that's this Monday night, 7 o'clock at the ISU Alumni Center. Can they find out more by visiting a website or making a phone call?
Yes, the college website, www.cas.ilstu, has information. That's the college website, and that will have information on the talk.
All right. That was a lot to remember. So our producer, Laura, already has it up on our Morning Show Facebook page. So if people want to find
out more. Please come out. There's so much that the community can do to support this group of young people.
Yeah.
They need
breaks
jobs.
Breaks your heart.
I never
thought of it. Never thought of it. The foster kids and the struggles they have throughout life. And then once they turn 18, it gets even harder for a lot of them. Good seeing you guys. Good luck. Hopefully we
Thank
sent
you.
Some people your
Thank
way.
You very much.